listening and letting others know that Omega is that organization, that we're there to do something to make a difference. But it's also a time that leads into the holiday season, and it's about family. So, brothers, as we continue praying for mankind, let's also pray for each other and uplift each other. As there have been a lot of death around Omega, a lot of things that's happening, those moving from labor to war. But let's make sure that we keep our arms extended around the brotherhood, that solid rock of brotherhood that's needed for us to be able to do the things that we do. And it's always an honor when we go into a city to an Achievement Week program and see all the things that the brothers have done and the things that brothers are doing within the community. So we're blessed to have this opportunity, and we're all blessed to be on the call and be in the greatest organization in the world. So, brothers, I thank you each and every day for what you do, the difference that you're making within the fraternity and the community. And please continue to do so, because there's still a lot of work for us to do. So, brothers, I thank you, and I love you all.
Dr. Knox, how pleased we are and how excited we are to always have you on the call. Thank you for your encouragement, and thank you for the valuable information that you're sharing with us as we celebrate this week, the 107th year of our founding. And I know that we are better because of people like you who have led us for these 107 years. Our organization is, as I understand it, without spot or wrinkle, and it's as was constitutionally constructed by our founders. We have to dedicate ourselves and rededicate ourselves to the precepts and commit to live nobly as all real men do. God bless you, Dr. Knox, and we're so thankful to have you on the call each day. I'm going to request now Dr. Powell is on the phone, that he would lead us during this time of our study and prayer, if he's so prepared. And if not, I will do what I can to on my phone. I'm actually not home.
What did you say, Brother Grant?
Brother Grant, if you're prepared with the lesson that you will put, I will defer to you now to give us our lesson. And if you're not prepared for the prayers, by the time you finish with your presentation and your preachment, I should have those prayer requests handy.
No problem. Let's go forward. Thank you.
You have the prayer requests, sir?
Yes, I think I can pull them up as well.
God bless you, Brother Chaplain. If you don't mind, please help us this morning.
No problem. Always my pleasure. Brethren, as we gather this morning, we thank God for the privilege to be able to share and for our grand officers. We thank Brother Reverend Dr. Walter T. Richardson and our Grand Bosomus 40 and 41, who I'm sure is praying for us even now. Our focus this morning is found in Paul's letter to the people of Rome, the church he had not yet visited. And we're focusing on chapters 4 and 5, God's provision of righteousness. God's provision of righteousness. In today's reading, Paul illustrates the doctrine of justification by writing about Abraham as one who believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Abraham's faith points to two changeless truths. One, since the beginning of time, God's method of salvation has been justification by faith. Two, justification results in peace between God and humans. Paul discusses that peace in chapter 5, then contrasts the disobedience of Adam with the obedience of Christ. Adam's sin caused humanity's alienation from God. Christ's death provides reconciliation to God. In chapter 4, you will read of justifying faith illustrated Abraham. In chapter 5, in verses 1 through 11, justifying faith demonstrated all believers. And finally, in verses 12 through 21 of chapter 5, justifying faith contrasted Adam. Brothers, as we gather this morning and we look at God's provision of righteousness, what a blessing it is that he has given us such a provision. Only 40 shopping days till Christmas remains. Seems that this year has sped by rapidly, as all years do when you begin to age. Though Christmas is still more than a month away, perhaps you have already begun your Christmas shopping as the ads are on television, and as you walk into many stores, you see signs of decoration and the like, though Thanksgiving is still a week away. Who is on your Christmas list this year? Your immediate family members, close relatives, intimate friends? Those are the obvious choices. But what about the person at work who rubs you the wrong way? The neighbor next door who has a questionable lifestyle? The relative who holds a grudge against you? Are they high on your gift list? Probably not. For gift giving is usually directed toward those you love. But God's gift to mankind, salvation, was provided while we were still sinners and yet unlovable. Paul describes those for whom Christ died as sinners and enemies of God in chapter 5, verses 8 and 10. What, with God's love as a model, make a Christmas list of five people you know who need to receive God's free gift of salvation. By the end of the day, try to share God's plan of salvation with one of the five. Make it your goal to share the good news of Christ with everyone on your list by Christmas Day. Two bits of insight and then the word for the day, brothers, as we begin to pray. A long history of salvation by faith. According to chapter 4, verse 3, Jewish tradition had long assumed that no one could be saved unless they converted to Judaism and observed the law of Moses. Some Jewish Christians in Paul's day still thought that. What better example for Paul to use to counter the idea that Abraham, the father of Jews, he is declared righteous by his faith centuries before the law of Moses was given? And finally, brother, shalom with God. Paul's concept of peace found in chapter 5, verse 1, peace with God, would have come out of the Jewish idea of shalom, a Hebrew word meaning peace in the fullest possible senses, wholeness, fulfillment, rest, health, happiness, and blessings in all areas of life. Peace with God through Christ means not only that we are freed of the conflict between us and God, it also means that we will enjoy the fulfillment of life together with God forever throughout eternity. Take this word with you, brothers, as you go forward today. We make a living by what we get. We make a life by what we give. We make a living by what we get. We make a life by what we give. Let's pray. Father, we are grateful for this privilege that you've granted us as men of Omega to come together in this space for the express purpose of communing and conversing with you. And as we gather, we are conscious of the fact that iron does indeed sharpen iron, and we are better each morning as we come together and as we go forth to face another day's journey. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege that you've granted by lengthening the prickly threads of these our mortal lives and allowing our golden moments to roll on a little while longer. And we are thankful for each brother who's dialed in. And it's our prayer that not one would go off of this call the same way that they came on, but go rejoicing in you, the God of our salvation, who's yet able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think, who continues to move in mysterious ways your wonders to perform. And if we had 1,000 tongues, we could not thank and praise you enough for who you are and all the things that you've continued to do. We thank you for the Supreme Council and the leadership that they continue to give in a stellar fashion. And as they stand on the shoulders of those who've gone ahead of them, we're so grateful, Master, for the work that they continue to do, for how they lead this fraternity in a stellar fashion. And it's our prayer that not one individual who's dialed in will go off of this call the same way that they came in, nor rejoicing in you, the God of our salvation, who yet moves, who yet orchestrates circumstances and situations that could not be possible without you. And as we gather this morning, God, we are praying for those that are less fortunate than we are. Many don't know you in the pardoning of their sins. They've never bowed their knee or confessed with their tongue that Jesus Christ is Lord. And your promise to each one of us is not only that you would save us, but our entire household. We thank you for salvation. We thank you, God, for keeping the promise of saving our whole house. And we are confident that if you said it, it shall be so. We are praying this morning, God, for persons who not only not know you, but those that are dealing with illnesses, whether in the body or in the mind. We thank you, Lord, for delivering them even now. We're praying, Father, that they would come to know you and that you would operate as Jehovah Rapha, the healer, the one who's never lost a patient, the one, God, who was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you. And with your stripes, we declare healing even now. We are praying, Father, that as they are healed and set free, that they would come to know that you are indeed the one who was the operative behind their healing, and they would give you the praise. We thank you, Father, for deliverance of Rodney Bass, who gave a stellar praise report, having been diagnosed with brain cancer. But over the last 6 weeks, the pathology report has indicated that he's cancer-free. And even though oncology is wonderful, well, our hope is not in oncology, but in you, Master, who has done such a stellar job with delivering people down through the years and for ages past, and we know you're the same for days to come. We thank you, Father, for E.D. Hall, and we're praying that you would touch Brother Hall's body. We know that he's been delivered from cancer, God. You've already appropriated by grace, and it is through faith, God, that we access the appropriation immediately, even now. Not progressively, but right now, Father. And as he goes for mapping on tomorrow, God, with the possibility of a radiation treatment, we know that you've already gone ahead of him. And we are praying that you would continue to strengthen his body, that he would not in any way be doubtful or get weak, but know that in his very absolute weakest moments, your strength is made perfect. Thank you for healing and delivering his sister Ava from cellulitis and now diabetes. We're praying, Father, that you will continue to bless Edward Brainerd, continue to be with Ethel Cooper, God, and others who are going through the aging process of life. We're so grateful for how you're with little Malia Spears and Zoe Barnes. We're praying for Malia's parents, Malcolm, God, and Christy, as they care for their daughter, young girl, God, who's dealing with brain cancer. We know because of the praise reports we've already heard, the same way you've done it for Rodney, you're going to do it for both Malia and Zoe. We're praying for Donella Gaskin Barnes, that you would heal and touch her body. Continue to be with Fronnie Hall, God, and we're praying for Doris Cummings, as they're in assisted living facilities, that you would keep them and bless them, Father, as only you can. We thank you for Brother Stephen DeVault, who lifts up those who are impacted with mental illness on a daily basis. We're praying, God, that you would break the yoke of despondency of those who are acute, clinically depressed, those who suffer with multiple personality disorders, bipolar, schizophrenia, whatever the case might be, paranoia, that they would be healed by your stripes. We thank you, God, for the strong voice of Brother Gumby, who comes on each and every morning praying for the senior brothers of this fraternity, that you would be with them who've given so much to Omega down through the years, that during this season we too would rally around them and uplift them, that they would know that they are not alone, but greater is he that is in them than he that is in the world, and that we take seriously that friendship is indeed essential to the soul. But it's through the friendship of our brothers, God, we are able to go on a little while longer. We thank you that in times of grief and distress that we find brothers who come to cheer us along and let us know that they are still with us even now. Give us the strength to persevere in the face of whatever we are confronted with. We know that we are not alone, but your promise is that you would be with us always, even until the end of the age. We thank you for what you're doing in Cedric Blue's life and his sons, Ethan and Cedric. God, be with his wife, Donna. Continue to keep Cedric strong and looking forward, that he would not get distracted by the noise of the crowd. We're so grateful for what you're doing in Larry Lewis's life. We're praying, Father, that you would continue to bless Larry. We're praying that you would be with his family, God. Continue to keep him encouraged. We celebrate the employment of Raymond Johnson, Father. God, he's been patient with the process, and just as you've always done, you've come through right on time. We pray, Father, that as we gather together each morning, that as we come, we would go off this call fortified in our faith, bolstered in our belief, and rejoicing in you, who is indeed the God of our salvation. We're not just praying for men of Omega, God, but there are others who are not of this fold, who are your children as well. And they need you, Lord. They need you in ways that they never thought of. Continue to order their steps in your word that they might walk worthy. We are praying for this world in which we live that seems to be always under some demonic attack, some force, God, that is beyond the natural. We pray for those that have lost lives in Paradise, California, due to the wildfires and now down south. Confirmed total of the dead is 45, but yet 200 still missing. We're praying that you will minimize those loss of lives of those that are yet missing. We pray that you would help them to restore their lives as only you can. We continue to lift up the families of the young people that were lost in Thousand Oaks, California, when a shooter went into a country western club and killed young people, Father. We are asking that you would end this senseless random violence, God, that you would show up as the Prince of Peace, that this would minimize the guns in this country, that we will step up to say no more. No more violence, no more guns. Everybody should not have the unfettered access to have weaponry, God, that they will sometimes utilize in an erroneous fashion. And we know that you are able to do anything. And that's why we're asking you, because you said in your word that if we ask, it shall be given. We seek, we would find. If we knock, the door shall be open. Here we are, seeking, asking, and knocking. And we know if you said it, it shall indeed come to pass. And Master, as we go forward on this, the 13th day of this month, November, we're thankful, Father, that as we are poised to make a dash to the finish line, that you will go ahead of us. We don't know what today or tomorrow will bring, but we know that you haven't brought us to this point to leave us now. You who started this great, magnificent, and marvelous work will see it to completion. And we are not naive. We know that one day praying days will be over. We won't be able to gather around phones. We won't be able to enter into our secret closets or go up to the house that has been appropriately labeled the house of prayer. But we, like others, will join that innumerable caravan that moves steadily toward the mysterious realm of death, where no traveler has yet been born. When that time comes, we're going to be someplace listening for our names. And when the call comes, it's our desire to take up our cross and run swiftly to meet you. And when we get there, we're not going to talk about how we got over, but we'll simply shout that trouble is over and we'll be home at last. And after having gotten there and hearing your salutation of well done, good and faithful servants, when we would have been there 10,000 upon 10,000 years, we'll have no less days to sing your praise than when we first begun. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for loving us. So it is, and so it shall be. In the name of the Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Reverend Doctor.
As always, great job. Great job.
Amen. Amen, brother.
Amen, brother Doctor.
Amen.
We with you, made it on.
God bless you. God bless you, Reverend Powell.